Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Porrick's here with the sport. A win for Manchester United. I don't know why I sound surprised by saying that.
Yeah, I suppose I was expecting in some ways against Wolves, the bottom team, but they aren't enjoying the win nonetheless in the Premier League last night. 4-1 success for Manchester United. Bruno Fernandes scored twice, his second goal from a penalty. Brian Mbeumo and Mason Mount were also on the score sheet. Wolves fans spent most of the first half chanting in protest at the club's ownership, and many of them left the stadium before the end. From 15 league games, they've lost 13 of them. They've just 2 points on the board, leaving them marooned at the bottom of the table, 8 points adrift of Burnley. So they're not really at the races in terms of being competitive in the Premier League. Now, Arne Slot says he doesn't know whether Mo Salah will play for Liverpool again following his outburst against his perceived treatment by the head coach. Slot insisted his authority had not been undermined by Salah's comments on Saturday, that his relationship with the Dutchman had broken down and that somebody at the club was trying to force him out. We'll hear some of what Slot had to say later in the programme. Salah has been left out of the squad, which travelled to Italy to face Inter Milan in the Champions League tonight. Chelsea take on Atalanta and Spurs host Slavia Prague. The Open Golf Championship will be played on the first weekend in August in 2028. That's to avoid a clash with the Los Angeles Olympics, which take place from July 14th to 30th. One clash that hasn't been avoided will mean that Saturday's All-Ireland Senior Club Final in ladies football in Croke Park won't be televised live. Rights holders TG Cahir are committed to broadcasting the Junior Eurodivision live from Tbilisi at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and no agreement could be reached with the LGFA to change the time of the final. The station though will be offering online streaming instead. Celebrations continued in Dangany Cooch yesterday following the club's victory in the Munster football final. Footage on social media shows the trophy being paraded through the main street of the town, led by a band. Similar scenes really to the Ranboys parade on St Stephen's Day. And they completed a clean sweep of wins for Kerry teams, with An Gaeltacht taking the Munster Intermediate title and Ballymacallaghet taking the Junior Championship, and all that after Kerry won the All-Ireland, the Munster Championship and the National League. So it's been a year of many medals for Tom O'Sullivan. We'll give him the final word on his club's historic victory.
It means everything. Like, you know, we're such a tight-knit group. Like, for me personally, like, I've one of my best friends are here. My dad's a chairman. I'm just so happy for him, all the work he's put in over the last few years. And the backroom team have been just unbelievable. You know, I just don't want to mention anyone in particular, but they've been just unbelievable, all of them, yeah. Tonight and tomorrow we'll enjoy it. My sister's actually getting married next Friday as well, so... she warned me going off the door yesterday that we have to win, so I'm kind of happy for that as well. Kind of the celebrations will be good next weekend for that.
Unbelievable year for Kerry football, all that you've won as well.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Kerry getting over the line in July, obviously, it was unreal. And then I suppose you had two Kerry clubs getting over the line yesterday as well, which is great for the county. So, yeah, I know it's exciting few weeks for Kerry football.
And it was a big ask of your supporters to come all the way to Thurles, but in fairness to them, didn't they turn out in large numbers
for
you?
Yeah, they did. No, they were unreal. There was only a couple of hundred there, but it felt like a couple of thousand. And it's great to see the kids, you know, that gives you great energy, the kids being vocal and playing the drums, and that all adds to it, and it gives us a few percentage on the field as well, I think.
That's Tom O'Sullivan.
Football factory down there, isn't it?
Unreal. Yeah. They're a clean sweep, really, pretty much. And they're all setting out to go for their record 40th All-Ireland next year.
Do you have to remind us about all that success, do you?
Yeah, poor Cork teams had a weekend to forget, unfortunately. Not to worry. Derry Kent, though, has been nominated by Wexford to contest next February's election for GAA president. That was agreed at last night's county convention in Wexford Town. Leinster looks set to welcome back James Ryan and James Lowe for Friday's Champions Cup trip to Leicester. Ryan has completed his suspension for his red card against South Africa, while Lowe has recovered from a calf injury. Not all good news, though. In-form wing Jordan Larmour has been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Trainer Martin Brazel has indicated that he plans to assess track conditions and the potential opposition before deciding whether to run fast or slow in the King George at Kempton Park or the Savills Chase at Leopardstown. And finally, an inspection is ongoing at Punchestown to decide whether today's race meeting can go ahead.